Fred Film Radio is joining the Sydney Film Festival Australia.
This is Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio in conversation with Nashan Moodley, the director of the Sydney Film Festival. Good afternoon, Nashan.
Good afternoon, Christiana. Lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you again and in person.
Indeed, it's been a while. Well, we saw each other at the launch, but it's been a while since we've been able to have an interview in person.
An interview in person is like, going to normality.
Yes, indeed.
Nashan, this is the 69th edition of the Sydney Film Festival that will go down in history as the edition that followed the previous one only after 7 months.
Yes.
So this is quite, a unique achievement.
It is unique, and I think I'd say there's very good reason why there's 1 year between editions of film festivals. It's taken quite some effort of the team to turn around the festival so quickly, but I'm really very proud of what we've done, the program we've achieved. It's a very strong program, and we look forward to welcoming people back to the cinema and back to the festival quite soon.
Yeah, indeed.
After the last time.
But yes, I can only imagine the work required to deliver two Sydney Film Festival editions so close to each other. Just must have been a real challenge. But we are back to the traditional dates in June, and we are very happy with June for Sydney Film Festival. And we are bringing back international guests, filmmakers, the parties, the festival hub. So this must be really exciting for the entire team.
Oh, it's really exciting. It's really wonderful to have international filmmakers return to the festival after quite a long break. And also to have the festive elements of the festival back. The hub parties, we'll have many talks, and I think that's one of the key things about the festival. That's not just watching films, it's also about celebrating those films and talking about those films in energetic groups, and I think that's what will happen again this year.
Yes, and I do remember before the pandemic hit, the buzz at the festival hub used to be really one of the epicenter of the festival, because it is about films, but it's also about talking about the films and meeting people and gathering together, discussing. So this is coming back.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're really happy to have the hub back. It's wonderful of the City of Sydney to let us use the Lower Town Hall in this way to celebrate cinema over the 12 days of the festival. And we have a range of parties happening there. There'll, of course, be a number of talks as well. We'll have, hopefully, DJ sets. And, we want it to be a very active space during the festival.
Yeah, indeed. And you, I have to apologize because I've been using the Royal We, as I am part of the team. I'm not, but I'm so excited that we are bringing back the festival.
No, indeed. Well, I think the festival really belongs to all of us in the city, to people who love cinema in Sydney, and so it's yours too, and we share your excitement.
Oh, thank you, Nashan. You're very generous. At the festival launch in May, you mentioned that filmmakers responded to these past years of a pandemic, a war in Europe, rising of authoritarianism, with works confronting these challenges, but also suggesting better solutions. So sometimes cinema could be better than politics. What are the films presented at the festival that tell stories about these challenging times?
Oh, there are a number of films. I'd say Klondike is very much about, though it's set several years ago, is very much about what's happening in Ukraine right now. It's a very powerful film set in eastern Ukraine. We have so many films looking at political situations in various countries in the world, not just in the documentary section, but elsewhere in the program as well. And I think cinema always does this. I think the films of the festival always really look at the very challenging, confronting issues that we face in the world today. And through exposing these difficulties and these problems, I think the cinema does suggest a better way forward.
And this is a very interesting observation, because while I was reading exactly the story about Klondike, I thought, oh my God, it's incredible. It's like you know, we are witnessing what the film is telling us, but this was like before the war broke, so it was quite even confronting the idea that what we see on screens is something that is happening right now in Europe. I was observing this when we watch films about World War II and we see cities in ruins. And now is the same thing when we watch the news.
Yeah.
So it's really quite confronting and sometimes even surreal.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it really is. Has been an extraordinarily difficult period for the world. I think we're going through the pandemic, witnessing this war that's happening, is quite traumatizing. It's quite traumatizing for the world. And cinema can be part of the recovery, I think, of the world. Art, I think, has a very big role to play. Not just in entertaining us or distracting us, I think in helping us understand what is going on in the world and, as I said earlier, suggesting a better way forward.
And I believe in the healing power of arts and cinema, so I totally agree with you. But let's go back to the festival. So this year, the festival presents over 200 films from more than 64 countries, including 27 world premieres and more than 100 features and 53 documentaries. Let's unpack the program with a few highlights.
Oh, you know, it's filled with new films from all over the world. I'm really happy with the program. I think especially given the quick turnaround from the last festival, we have some fantastic films in the competition. For instance, some very new films that have just played at the Cannes Film Festival, including Return to Seoul by David Chu. There's a fantastic film called Close by Lucas Dont, which won the Grand Prix in Cannes. We have Burning Days, an incredible film from Turkey, and Godland from Denmark. Is also this extraordinary film about an epic trek to Iceland. We will add more films on Monday. We will announce a bunch of new films.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, a bunch of new films. And really, I think we've done a long search. We've worked very hard to bring the biggest, newest films to the festival. It's what the audience of Sydney expects, and we hope they'll come out in great numbers to watch these films.
Oh, for sure, because we know that Sydney Film Festival always delivers. Nashen, the festival opens with We Are Still Here, a First Nations collaboration that combines 8 stories by 10 different directors from the South Pacific area, if I can say that. A very bold choice for the opening night, right?
Well, I think it's a good choice for the opening night. I think it's, for us, when we watched the film, we saw this incredible talent of new filmmakers. And we were really so excited to see the range of genres that come together in this film. Everything from animation to romantic comedy to dystopian sci-fi to period drama, and we felt it would make a great opening film to highlight this talent. And of course, the film was brought about as a cinematic response to the 250th anniversary of Cook's arrival in this region. And of course, for the First Nations people, it has been a terrible time. And this film, I think, speaks to their spirit of resilience and survival, and also this incredible creative talent and spirit. So for us, it was a great film to open the festival with, and I hope the audience will agree on Wednesday night.
I'm sure. And this week is Reconciliation Week, so it's really good that we are talking about First Nation and Indigenous Australians. You mentioned briefly the official competition that will again award a cash prize for audacious, cutting-edge and courageous cinema. And there are 12 films in the competition. Tell us about the jury for this year competition.
Oh, yes. The jury, each year we bring together an international jury, and we're really happy this year to have quite a diverse jury from around the world. The president will be David Wenham, the Australian actor and director. We also have from Turkey the Golden Bear winning director Semi Kaplanoglu. From Australia we have Jennifer Peden, whose films have, like Mountain and Sherpa, have and River, have all her films have appeared at the festival. We have from Japan Yuka Sakano, who's the head of the Kawakita Film Institute in Tokyo. And finally from Bangladesh we have the director Mustafa Sawa Faruqi, whose film No Land's Man also plays in the festival this year.
A fantastic group of filmmakers and subject matter experts in cinema from all over the world. So it's a great combination of different talents.
Yes, exactly.
My last question for you is about something that is really dear to my heart, and is this is the seventh year that the festival presents Europe, Voices of Women in Film. I think this is a very, very great initiative to showcase women filmmakers around the world and to promote gender equality in cinema. And so this lineup for this year includes 10 new films. Could you let us know a little bit more about these films?
Yeah, sure. It's always exciting to present this selection, and this year we're really happy that filmmakers will return, because that was how the program was first conceived, that it's not just about showing the 10 films, but it's also about promoting the directors as exciting new talents, inviting them to Sydney to present their films, interact with the audience, but also interact with the Australian film industry. So this year, I think we have 10 great films. One that I have to mention is Blue Moon, the film from Romania, which is a very strong, striking first film. That won the Golden Shell at San Sebastian Film Festival. 3 Minutes of Lengthening is an extraordinary documentary from the Netherlands. The Italian film Small Body, I think, is a film that has traveled to many places in the world and is also incredibly impressive, of a film that's like a dark fable, very, very beautifully made. There's the wonderful road trip movie Maya Nilo Laura, which I think is filled with sunshine and is a lovely, lovely road trip film. So those are just some of the films that I think the German film Talking About the Weather, I think, is also especially impressive. So it's a great lineup. We'll have a number of the filmmakers here with us.
Yeah, four filmmakers will be here
returning to Sydney after a break. We kept with the program through the pandemic. In 2020, we did it online, and in 2021, we did it in cinema and online. But of course, without the visit of the filmmakers. So we're really happy that some will be joining us this year.
And this section also comprises a talk at the Hub on Sunday the 11th. About women in cinema, so I think all these filmmakers will participate.
Indeed.
So we'll watch that space, Nashin.
Yes, fantastic.
So all very exciting, Nashin. Thank you very much for your time. And the 69th edition of the Sydney Film Festival runs from the 8th to the 19th of June in various locations across Sydney. I've been talking to Nashin Moodley, the festival director of the Sydney Film Festival, and I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.